Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA. And now here's our host, FCA high school student, Lydia Smith.
Hi, I'm Lydia Smith on This Week at FCA. Today, I am honored to have the privilege to speak with Fairfield Christian Academy Superintendent, Mr. Craig Carpenter. Welcome, Mr. Carpenter. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Lydia, and thank you for having me here.
Just a few questions for you. Mm-hmm. What makes Fairfield Christian Academy similar to public schools, but also what sets us apart from other schools?
I get that question a lot. And one good thing I'd respond to it, there's a lot of similarities in our mm-hmm. schools as far as the classes we offer, how we do it, and extracurriculars and all the clubs we have, which is a good thing. But what really sets us apart is you're here for 35 hours, probably 45 hours because you're involved in a lot of other mm-hmm. things. That's a lot of time during the week. So what sets us apart when you're here that long is we try to integrate, teach a biblical worldview to all of our students. And when a student is here so long, they can learn everything they want to about English and math and science, but if they don't know what God says about it, I mean, from a Christian point of view, that's a lot of time not hearing about God's Word. So that's what really separates us. We do everything that public schools do, and I think we do it better, but also we put the biblical worldview in it and God's point of view and what the Bible says about these subjects and these issues that we discuss every day.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit more about our teachers and staff here at FCA?
Well, we have excellent teachers. When it comes down to schools, I'm always saying to everybody there's two ingredients that make up schools, students and teachers. Mm-hmm. And we have some great students and also our teachers. They're all certified and highly qualified, many of them with master's degree, and they love the Lord, number one, and they love to educate young people and plus using the biblical review of teaching. So I can't say enough about our teachers, and they do a fantastic job.
Yeah. I know from experience that we have an awesome student-teacher ratio here. How do we achieve this, and what are the benefits to this?
How do we achieve that is we make it a priority to do so. And why is it? Like I said, the importance of students and the teachers are what really makes a school. And the lower that ratio you can keep it, the better off. So when a student can communicate to a teacher more often, the better off they are. So mm-hmm. we do make it a priority. And we will always make it a priority because when, you know, there's 30 or 30 plus kids in a class, that doesn't work for most classes. A few of them it does, but most of them it does not. When you can keep the ratio in the teens, you know, for like 16 to 1, then the students get a chance mm-hmm. to interact with the teacher a lot more, and that's when education really occurs.
So even though we have a low student-teacher ratio, we also have many extracurricular activities. Can you tell us a little bit more about those and what we have that is unique?
Yeah, that makes it similar to a lot of public schools. A lot of public schools have a lot of extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. a lot of clubs. And some Christian schools, because of lack of numbers or finances, are unable to do that. And we are able to do that better than most of the private schools. We have a lot of clubs. I've written some down here, and, you know, I always keep it on my mind. You know, because most people think of extracurricular, they think of sports, mm-hmm. which is great. We have all the sports, and we have very successful sports programs. You know, our girls are state-ranked in basketball right now. Mm-hmm. But so does a lot of the schools. But we also have photography. We have a huge photography club, a media club like you're doing right here, interviewing me.
Yes.
It's really big and really successful and popular in our school. But we also have ski club. How many other schools in this county have a ski club?
Exactly.
And they go up. And so some usually we have science club. We have quiz team. All those things. We have choir and orchestra. Some of those things you don't hear about, we have those. And that's why we have such a high participation rate, kids, because we have a little something for everybody here at the school.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about the consistent ACT scores and the scholarships that we have opportunities for?
Yeah, we're very proud of that. We don't want to brag, but I'll brag for the students and the teachers.
Yeah.
We consistently in the last few years received over $1 million worth of scholarships.
Oh,
that
wow.
Our students accepted, and they've gotten four times that much they've been offered to them.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, one person can only accept so much, so over $1 million. And that really comes to why that is, because ACT scores are very crucial to high school students going into college. And last year's class, they averaged over 25, and that is the tops in the county. And overall, we are very high in the county and number one in that area. And hopefully we continue to do so. But again, just like you said about the qualified teachers and the students, mm-hmm. that's why those scores are so high.
What is Fairfield Christian Academy's mission and our overall vision?
Well, we claim in our mission statement we don't do it alone. We need a partnership of our parents. So we're saying we're going to administer and educate with the parents in partnership with them, the whole child, spiritually and socially and physically, academically, emotionally, in a community of Christian faith. And when we do that, we don't have all the answers to all the problems, and the parents sometimes don't, but when we team up, and that's how young people should be raised, and with quality teachers. It's very mm-hmm. successful. We integrate the biblical worldview in that, and we've been very successful at it.
A lot of people want a Christian education for their children, but think that it's not affordable. How can you respond to that?
It's not free, mm-hmm. but we do have a lot of assistance programs. We have a lot of discounts I can talk to them about, and plus we have monthly payments. A lot of people, some people do pay cash, but some mm-hmm. people have monthly payment, 12-month plan, 10-month plan, and with the discounts and some other assistance, it would be worth everybody's benefit to contact the school to make sure, before they say, I can't afford Christian education, to ask questions and see what it is and what they can do.
Mm-hmm. So if people would like to know more about the school, what can they do?
I think the best thing would be FairfieldChristianAcademy.com, mm-hmm. our website. We just got a new website last year, and I like to navigate it. I think it answers most of the questions. Mm-hmm. You can contact us by a lot of social media outlets. You can contact us through the website or phone, call us on the phone, or simply like old school on the phone, or just stop in and mm-hmm. see us. We're readily available to help anybody. But the website would be a great way, the first, to say, hey, what's Fairfield Christian Academy like, and look at everything on the website.
Mm-hmm. And also, I know all of your kids are or have gone through FCA.
My personal kids, yeah, my mm-hmm. own kids, my
yes.
children. Yes, I had a son who just graduated last year, and mm-hmm. he's in college right now and doing well, and he always tells me every time I go see him that, you know, to say, hey, tell the teacher they did a good job, because he's fully well prepared for school. So, I'm proud of that fact. And I have two younger daughters here in sixth grade and fourth grade, mm-hmm. and they're social bugs, and they love the school. Every kid gets along so well. Just coming down here for this interview, I noticed a young lady had a little accident and dropped all of her contents for a notebook out on the mm-hmm. floor, note cards and everything. And within a second, the four people around her didn't think anything about it, and they stopped to help her pick up all of her note cards yeah. and papers. And that's just a nice, friendly place, and mm-hmm. the Christian values that kids have. They want to help each other. And so my daughters love it here, and they keep telling me, I'm going to graduate just like their older brother. I'm going to graduate just like Stephen did.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Carpenter. I appreciate you sharing your time with us. I'm Lydia Smith. Coming up next, we'll talk sports with Athletic Director Mr. Aaron Bates.
Bill Palmer Insurance is an independent agency that represents many different companies and a wide range of products, including auto, home, farm, business, life, renters, health, RV, boat, motorcycle, and more. They offer prompt quotes at 1-800-244-5734 or online at bpins.com. Bill Palmer Insurance, your one-stop shop for insurance needs since 1977.
Home of Joy Farms is a 60-acre equine boarding facility located in Lancaster, Ohio. Newly built in 2011, the Home of Joy is accepting boarding applications. They have a fun, supportive, no-drama environment, a busy calendar of events, and experienced management, trainers, and staff. You can learn more and schedule a tour at homeofjoyfarm.com.
I'm Lydia Smith, and this is segment 2 on This Week at FCA, featuring Athletic Director Mr. Aaron Bates. Hi, Mr. Bates. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Lydia. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. Just a few questions. Can you tell us about yourself and how long you've been at FCA and where you were before that?
Yeah, kind of had an interesting journey mm-hmm. Here to FCA. I grew up actually kind of in this part of the state over in New Concord. Went to John Glenn High School over there, and then had the opportunity to go play football at Michigan State. So mm-hmm. I spent 4 years at Michigan State playing football there. got done, spent the summer, spring and summer, going around different NFL places. After I got cut there, I came back, actually got an opportunity to go back to Michigan State, got hired as a strength coach, and had an opportunity to get my master's. So worked as a strength coach, got my master's, and also spent some more time training. When I did my undergrad, in business, didn't really know what I wanted to do. When I got the opportunity to go back, kind of had a little time to reflect and just finally decide maybe what I was going to do, if it wasn't football, I decided to get my master's in educational administration because I thought maybe getting into high school athletics or just high schools in general would be something I'd enjoy doing. So after spending 2 years there getting my master's and working as a strength coach, I decided to leave that profession and kind of wanted to get into high schools and work with some younger kids and work with some kids that were kind of like me when I was in high school, and hopefully some of the knowledge that I'd gained at Michigan State and some of the experiences that I had, I could pass on to them. So that's kind of how I came to FCA. They had an opening and just kind of felt called to come here, and it's been really good. This is now my second year here, so it's a lot easier the second year than it is the first. Mm-hmm. So finally figuring everything out and really having a good experience.
All right, thank you. Can you tell us about FCA's fall sports and how they did this past season?
Yeah, we offer five different fall sports here. We have football, volleyball, cross country, golf, and cheerleading. Had a lot of success. We've had a lot of success in really a short amount of time that we've had a lot of these programs. Football, last year, the previous year, we won the Mid-State League Championship, our first year in the league. Mm-hmm. We also made our third playoff appearance in 4 years. And we did lose a lot of seniors in that class, big senior class there that had a lot of success. So we had a really young team. We lost some close games. The good news is, especially in football, it's experience means so much. So we got a lot of guys that got their first experience last year. And so this next year we should be much improved. And I'm looking forward to seeing that improvement. Volleyball had a great season, probably the best in school history. Mm-hmm. They won the Mid-State League Championship, and they also made the regional semifinals, which was the first year. This is the first time they've ever won the district championship. So they also return a lot of their best players, and they'll be good again next year. Cross country, another team that had a great season. Both our boys and girls were back-to-back Mid-State League champions, only second year in the league, and they've won it both years. Our boys also had a really, really great season. They won most of the invitationals they were in, and they also missed qualifying for the state meet by only one place. So I know they're a little disappointed in that because they're so close to reaching their goal. Good news is, again, they only lost one runner, and next year I know that their goal is to make it to state and see what they can do there. Golf. Probably the most improved team of the fall. We had a lot of young guys the first year we've had it last year. The second year around, a lot of those young players got a lot better. Mm-hmm. We finished second in the league. Every single player on the team received some kind of recognition for the Mid-State League. And, again, all of them return next year.
Awesome. So we are kind of in the middle of winter sports at the moment. How are the Knights doing so far?
Yeah, winter sports are going real well also. We offer basketball here. Our varsity boys basketball team, they're currently 11-3. They played some really good competition early on and kind of bodes well for how they're going to do in the tournament. We're 2 years removed from a Final Four team. Last year, the team went to the district championship and lost a real close game there. We also lost a lot of kids off that team, but it's been really good to see that a lot of the young guys have stepped up in their first year playing on varsity and again, having a really good season. Girls basketball having, again, one of the best seasons in school history. They're currently 14-2. In the most recent AP poll, they're ranked third in Division IV in the state of Ohio, which is really amazing. They're undefeated in league play. They were the league champions last year and hoping to repeat again this year. And again, they lost in the district finals last year, and I know they're hoping to get back and think that this year they've got the talent to win that.
Mm-hmm. So spring is right around the corner. What are some of the spring sports that Fairfield Christian will be competing in, and how are we preparing for these sports?
Yeah, we have the your basic spring sports. We got the baseball, softball, and track. A lot of them are getting ready to gear up here. It's starting real soon. I know I'm not quite ready for it. I'm still into basketball mode and barely getting by there. But a lot of my baseball coach, softball coach, I know our softball coach, Coach Len, he's been having the girls working out here for the last probably couple months. He's getting excited for that, his second year doing it. Track, they'll start some workouts here real soon. And I know baseball starts, they've been throwing and stuff like that in the gym a little bit, getting their arms loosened up. So spring's a little difficult here because, it's winter lasts almost, right up to the first games. Mm-hmm. But we make it work, and, we got a lot of good coaches there, and I know the teams will get ready to go here real soon.
Mm-hmm. So what is the future vision for FCA Sports?
Yeah, the future vision here. I think you know, for me, I know every person, maybe athletic director, you know, Mr. Carver might have a little different vision than I do, but I think the real thing here is we're just getting some real good stability. Mm-hmm. I think we're in a stable conference now. We've had a lot of success. It's only second year in the Mid-State League, mm-hmm. you know, a league that has a lot of great teams in it, and we've competed probably better than most people assume so far. So that's been really good to see, and I think the more we continue to play these bigger schools, these schools have had lots of success, and we continue to beat some of them. I think that just bodes well for the school, and that just gets our young kids excited. We get more people in the gym, we get more people at football games. So the more people we can get, the better competition we can play, and we continue to play up to that competition. I think that those are the things that are just going to kind of snowball effect and really going to improve the sports here. I don't think it's, you know, one big thing or another. It's just trying to get everybody involved and trying to get all our kids to play the best competition there is out there.
Mm-hmm. So going back to your high school career at John Glenn High School and then your college career for Michigan State, how do you compare your education to what you see going on at Fairfield Christian?
Yeah, it's a lot different. I grew up, you know, going to public schools. My mom's a public school teacher, mm-hmm. in another district, and you know, I've always just been around public schools. I haven't really been in a private school. It really is amazing, a difference. You know, our kids here, they can be trusted just a little more with mm-hmm. things. You know, it's a smaller group, so people can walk around and everybody kind of keeps tabs on each other. The education is probably the biggest difference. There just isn't the distractions in the classroom. Mm-hmm. There's lots of kids that really have high goals for themselves. And when you have a lot of kids with high goals for themselves, there's a lot of competition in the classroom. And being from athletic standpoints, the more competition is, the better you're going to be. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's the thing I've seen here is that we got kids that the peer pressure here is more of a good thing. You know, we've got kids that are trying to go on to college, to big colleges, getting, mm-hmm. you know, good scholarships. Have kids scoring. I think our average ACT is, you know, 24, 25, something mm-hmm. like that. I mean, those are numbers in a public school. Those are only a few kids are getting those kind of things. And here it's just the average. And again, it's because of the competition, because of the one-on-one attention they get with teachers. And I just think that, you know, athletically, the way that it's different is we can just have kids compete in all kinds of different sports. You know, mm-hmm. we can have kids that are really good athletes in three different sports, and I encourage everybody to play as much as possible. I know that, you know, around the world, it's kind of it's specialization now, especially in athletics. And the one thing here about Fairfield Christian is, you know, we're just small enough that we need some kids to play a lot of different things, and I think that's best for everybody and just creates a well-rounded kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. Bates. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to This Week at FCA. From Fairfield Christian Media, I'm Lydia Smith. Have a blessed day.
Doctors Todd and Debbie Hamilton at NA Family Chiropractic can help you find a true wellness lifestyle in their state-of-the-art facility on Memorial Drive in Lancaster. They can show you the natural way to better health without resorting to the use of expensive prescription medications. One visit to N8 Family Chiropractic will help you see why chiropractic is the safe and effective alternative to back surgery. N8FamilyChiropractic.com.
ServiceMaster Clean by Todd George provides cleaning services for Fairfield County. They will help you get clean and stay that way at work and at home. ServiceMaster Clean by Todd George is proud to demonstrate their commitment to excellence and their promise to do the job right or do it over. ServiceMaster Clean by Todd George, 740-687-1077.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.